today's topic, the top 10 most desirable bathroom details. Once again, I want to say thank you guys for tuning into the Home Building Hero podcast. I don't always say it very often, but thank you guys that listen regularly. I appreciate your support. All right, so we are talking about the top 10 most desirable bathroom features of 2021. But before we get into our top 10 list, I am going to go over the items that just missed the top 10 because I think it's still significant to hear some of the features that buyers are asking for in their new homes and just kind of add those to the list. And then we'll go through the top 10 list. So the barely missed the cut, dual toilets in the main bath was actually something that came up on the list. So that's not something I've ever had asked for, but dual toilets in the primary bath. His and her baths as another separate item was actually on the list. Again, this gets expensive when you have two separate bathrooms in your primary bathroom. I mean, that's pricey. You know, we have the his and her closets, but his and her baths is definitely something that is not common in most of the homes in our area. All right, the next item on the list was only a shower stall in the master bath. And 17% said that was essential, 27% said that was a desirable trait. So it shows there is some people that still just want the shower, no tub. But it didn't make the top 10 list, so I thought that was interesting. Another item that didn't make the top 10 list was putting a skylight in the master bath. And 15% said they must have it, and 32% said they would like to have it if they could. But again, didn't make the list. It's not the most important items. Similar to that, a dressing and makeup area and cultured marble vanities did not fully make the list of the top 10, but those were the most two desirable items that didn't make the top 10 list. So if the list was longer, those would be on it. So and 16% and 17% on the dressing area with about 35 to 39% roughly would say it was desirable. So those are items that are maybe something to watch, but not quite in the top 10 worthy category. All right, let's move on to the top 10 most desirable features in a bathroom for 2021. Coming in at number 10 was body sprays in the master shower. 17% say they must have it. 39% said they would love to have it. And we've seen over the years a gradual increase in showers and what we do with our showers, adding more features to them. So it's not really a surprise to see people starting to ask for body sprays. Although they are pricey, they do require extra valves. So it's not something that is on a starter home typically. Number 9 on the list, Whirlpool tub in master bath, coming in 19% with 37% saying they would find that desirable. We've seen a little bit of a resurgence of the Whirlpool tub again. For a while, we were building all these homes without them. With pandemic and people being stuck at home, having a little more free time, just wanting to de-stress, mental health, all those kind of things, the Whirlpool tub has made a little bit of a comeback. So I think that's also reflective of like the housing stock, because when you see a lot of houses built without tubs for a long time, when you build a home with a tub, it kind of stands out. It's like, oh, wow, look at this. And you know, if you're out there house shopping and you're looking for new homes and everything out there being built has showers in it, and you want that Whirlpool tub, it's going to be a lot harder to find. So that's what tends to happen, is we tend to go a little bit too strong one way and then we go too strong the other way, and we find perfect harmony at some point. And we'll see where we get with the Whirlpool tub. It's probably something that maybe about 25% of the homes, the nicer homes rather, should have, in my opinion. All right, next on the list, number 8, multiple shower heads in the master bath. 19% reporting they must have it, and 40% said that they would like to have it. And multiple shower heads are something that we see quite a bit of. A lot of people are doing those, and you can do them in a multitude of ways. it's kind of a broad question. The simplest way is to have two different shower heads, each with their own valve on either side of the shower, and you can flick one on and flick the other one on. That's quite popular. The most inexpensive way, rather, to do that. But there are other ways to do the multiple shower heads as well. We're talking about all sorts of different things, from the overhead rain shower and then just a regular shower head to a standard shower head and a hand spray. Lots of different ways that this can be done. And I think that's only going to rise in popularity in the next couple years. So I expect that maybe even to climb a little bit higher on the list, because that is something that a lot of people do. All right. Next on the list, coming in at about 20% as essential, 42% as desirable, ceramic tile walls. Now, I think what they mean by this is potentially also for showers, having a ceramic tile shower. I don't have a lot of people putting in ceramic tile walls throughout their bathroom. So I think that might be a little confusing for customers. If it is just regular walls, that's shocking to me, because it's just not something we do in our area, our market. Of course, tile labor is very difficult to get here in our market. Whereas if you go down south, there's a lot of people that put a ton of tile in their homes. So kind of interesting one to note, that could be a southern thing more than anything if it is walls only. But that one definitely is a little bit of an interesting one on the list. Next on the list is not a surprise. Coming in at number 6 is a granite vanity. And 20% saying they absolutely must have it. 45% said that they would like to have it. Comes in at 65% overall. And people want those hard surface, the granite tops in the bathroom, still very desirable. Only thing I can say about that, why it's probably not higher on the list, is that people understand that they can, you know, remodel or switch out their vanity fairly easily. So if it doesn't have that, it's not the end of the world. But I would think that's probably, if it wasn't as easy to replace, it would be higher on the list. All right, we are into the top 5 most desirable bathroom features. Toilet, tub, and sink coming in next on the list. So kind of having the full suite in your bathroom. Toilet, tub, and sink. And that was 23% saying they must have, 42% saying that's, you know, very desirable. Again, makes sense. You know, you got to go for the basics first. So that should be in the top 5. And the only interesting thing there is that it doesn't really say which bathroom. So they're just saying in their home, they need to have all 3 of those things. So they still want a tub somewhere in the home, I think, is what I'm gleaning out of that. A little bit of a vague response there. So kind of interesting to see how that the buyer thought process on that. All right, coming in at number 4. The most desirable bathroom features, a private toilet compartment area in the master bath. 25% of people saying they must have it, 42% saying it's very desirable. So that clocks in at 67% of the respondents. So most people are saying the private toilet area, private commode area, as we call it. And we do that a lot. Almost all our homes have that. It's almost a must-have now. You can tell the older plan designs of homes where, you know, you just basically walk in and there's a vanity and the toilet's right there, and across the way is the tub or shower. Those are kind of old school layouts at this point. Most newer homes do have those private commode areas. They do take a little bit more space, but especially when you have bathrooms with dual sinks, that's almost a must have, because, you know, there's no point in having sort of the dual sinks and then having the toilet hanging out right there. Just kind of makes it a lot harder for 2 people to use the bathroom. All right, we are now into the top 3 most important bathroom features for consumers in 2021. Double vanity in the master bath. 30% saying they have to have it. 39% saying it's a desirable feature, so it clocks in at 69%. And yeah, makes total sense. We almost always build homes with double vanities in the primary bath. And it's kind of taboo almost not to do it unless you're doing very basic starter homes. That's a must-have for people. I would almost argue, and this didn't make the list, but a second double sink in the guest bath. We try to do that as well in most of our homes. That seems to be desirable, but maybe not. Maybe that's somewhere that I need to look at for cost savings measures, but didn't make the list. But having two sinks in the master bath is still very important, even though maybe people's schedules were interrupted during the pandemic, or maybe, you know, people weren't necessarily leaving the home, but it's still nice to have your own space, your own vanity, your own sink. You don't have to have the wife yelling at the husband for not washing down the shaving cream and things like that. And I look at my wife's sink with all the makeup on it, and don't tell her I said this, but, you know, her sink's always kind of dirtier than mine just because she's got makeup and different things that it's always falling into the sink. So it's nice to have your own little space there. All right. The second most desirable feature for a bathroom is both a shower stall and a tub in the primary bath. So again, like I said, we've seen a resurgence in this tub usage, and this kind of makes it a little bit more obvious that that's coming back. 36% said they must have, 38% said it would be a desirable feature. Almost 75%. We came in at 74% of people wanting the shower and the tub in the master bath. Now, it doesn't say whirlpool tub, it says tub. So that might be something of interest as well to kind of follow up on, is do people want a whirlpool tub? Do they just want the soaking tub? What's interesting to them? What's calling out to them? But we know from the survey that they want both the shower and the tub. And this could be pandemic-induced over the last year, just because more people are at home. They are now putting more focus back into the features of their home. And now they have more time. They have more spare time to sit in that tub and soak and relax. Whereas when you're in that hustle and bustle and you've got the commute every day, there's just not enough time in the day. It might be relaxing and desirable, but, you know, that extra, you know, half an hour of travel time and those things just makes it a lot more difficult to carve out the time to do that. Because it's an investment. When you take a bath, it's an investment, right? You got to fill that tub up. You know, just go in it for 2 minutes. You're going to soak in it for a while. So, you know, that's a good hour's time investment for someone. And then you got to maybe clean the tub up afterwards. And yeah, it's kind of a lot of work. All right. And the most desirable feature in the bathrooms in a home in 2021, you guys aren't probably going to guess it. I'm going to give you a sec. Think about what everybody must have in their bathroom. Most desirable feature. You got it? Linen closet in the master bath. What? Yeah, linen closet in the master bath came in at number one. 27% said they must have. Not as high on the list as in the must-haves, but 49% said that is very desirable to have a linen closet in their master bath. And, you know, you think about it, and you got to store your towels, your toilet paper, bath soaps, and things like that. And it's very hard to do if you don't have a place to store it. You know, a lot of newer homes are doing different things with their vanities, where they're more open vanities and things like that. That really reduces the storage. So really creates the need for that linen closet, towel cabinet, whatever you want to call it. And storage is still important. So whether we think about it or not, sometimes we overthink things and we've got to have the fancy doodads and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes it's just the basic staple features. And, you know, sometimes we take those things out or take them for granted. And something like that, not having a bathroom apparently is a deal breaker for a lot of people. So make sure that your bathroom's got a linen closet in it, and make sure you got some ample storage, because people are looking for that. So pretty interesting list. It definitely had a few items on it that were not expected. And it's interesting just to see how this has changed and shaped over the last year. But what we have learned is bathrooms are still very important. They are one of the most remodeled areas in homes, and also one of the areas that new customers focus a good amount of attention on as far as the layout, the faucets, the fixtures, and everything else. So keep those bathrooms in mind in your next home. Make sure that that is built out the way that you want it, not only now, but in the future too, because bathrooms, again, they're a little bit more difficult to change than you know, rearranging a family room or something, because you've got plumbing, you've got electric, and, you know, you've got a lot more, you know, retrofitting to do if you start changing and moving stuff around. So try and make sure you nail your bathroom layout right off the get-go, because those are a little bit more expensive rooms to adjust and fix at a later date. All right, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Home Building Hero, and we'll talk to you guys very soon.